Hey there, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show that we talk about the Akashic Records. We help you understand what's going on and get your soul's information for you. And we talk about how people can use the Akashic Records in their life. Want to do a real nice shout-out to the folks that were in my Level 1 Akashic Records class today. And say hello and wish them well. It was a great class. We had some great discussions. And that's part of what I do. I help people. Not only do I do individual consultations privately, but I also teach people how to access their own personal Akashic Records and also the Akashic Records of other people, so with their permission. So that's kind of who I am and what I do. I've been working with the Akashic Records for going on 13 years, and we talk about things, and there was like a lot of times people think that the Akashic Records are only for past life information, and that's not true. In other words, like the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So on this program, we typically will bring forth a message from the Akasha, and then we will take calls or emails. And if you want to call in a question, you can call in. The main number is 415-762-1161. So that will roll over to other lines, so you never probably will get a busy signal. And if you want to Skype, you can Skype BBS Radio, I think they will patch you through to me. So anyway, let's get started. So we have a message from the Akasha for you, and then we have some email questions that we want to take. So the first thing that comes forward from the Akashic Records tonight, and by the way, when I access the Akashic Records, I'm accessing them consciously. So I'm not going into trance. I'm in full personality, and I access through a specific sacred prayer. And that prayer is what I teach in the workshops to help people access their own Akashic Records and then learn how to work with the Akashic Record field in pretty much every area of their life. So the message that we're going to talk about today has to do with moving into right livelihood, and it has to do with moving into understanding who you truly are. What's important for us to know, And again, I'm not interpreting anything. I'm telling you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record would like to share with us that we are living in the illusion of separateness. Now, for many light workers, that's not news. And it isn't news for us. What is important for us to know, though, is that we have a tendency, humans have a tendency to think that there is themselves and then outside of themselves. And what we need to know is that we are not separated, that the internal journey that we take is the internal journey to help us reclaim our connection with ourselves. It's not, we really need to move away from the idea that we are quote-unquote co-creators of our lives. We are the creators of our lives. And even though there are situations that have happened to us that we would not consciously choose, those situations have come forward for us to actually overcome, for us to take a look at the challenges and move beyond that. And the key here is when we're moving beyond the challenges, we need to take a look at a higher level. We have to. What they're saying is we need to move up higher and take a, they're showing me, is an aerial view of the various connections that we not only have, but that are attached to the circumstances we're in. And many times, what humans will do is they will limit themselves based on their belief systems of what they think is possible. Now, clearly, if you're 5'3" and you want to be a statuesque model, in this lifetime, that's probably not going to happen unless you wear very high heels. And even then, that's not happening. So it's really about seeing your life in a way that can move you forward and closer to what it is you truly want. So, for example, that person who wanted to be a statuesque model that would be actually 6 foot, and if they're only 5'3", you can't be something that your body type isn't. However, you can move forward into being a model of the petite variety. And they are, what I'm hearing, this is very, not, what they're saying is that they are actually, petite models are actually becoming in vogue. There's actually a place for them. So the idea here is you can't be limited by what you think you don't have. At the same time, you have to take the actions to move you towards what it is you truly want. You cannot sit at home and not take action and expect yourself to move into your heart's desire. Now, I understand that might sound like a defeatist, and people want to say, well, you know, I want X and I can't get X because, you know, I have to stay at home. But the reality is that there are ways that you can take action toward what you truly want. And it's up to you to examine your belief systems that are within you that you have allowed to limit you. We, as masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha, what they're saying is they see us for who we truly are. And it's very important that you begin to acknowledge who you truly are from a light base, from a light being base. When we come into body, our challenge is to feel the humanness and remember the spirit. And so it's really about moving into what you truly want rather than what you think you should do. The masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record will truly never tell you what to do, but they will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And so this message is for those of you who are sitting out there wondering and asking the universe to tell you what to do. And what the universe is asking you to do is for you to make a decision about something. It doesn't have to be the livelihood that you're going to have the rest of your life. It's okay to try things on. It's okay to move into possibilities because you have infinite possibilities. You have infinite creative ways to access and manifest that which you truly desire. However, it's about being creative and taking action from where you're at. And if you're truly in a state of I don't know, then this is a time to start becoming observant and observe yourself in a way that you start information gathering around what you truly want. So you notice what you're drawn to, and you start making lists of what you truly love, or what makes your heart sing, or what puts a smile on your face, or what warms your heart. It's about creating a space for your heart's desire to grow. And the way you do that is by observing what you're drawn to. Now, there are also those out there that, again, we talk about this, we've talked about this many times, about the aspect of prosperity and abundance. First of all, we're going to talk about this right now, but there are two workshops that you can go to if, in fact, this is something you want to really work into in a deep way. Number one, I'm actually having one in Cleveland. It's a Friday night and goes all day on Saturday next weekend, and that's prosperity marketing for the holistic practitioner. It's for entrepreneurs. It's for folks in business. It's for people who want to explore how to create their own business from a spirit point of view and move into and releasing beliefs that no longer serve you. So it's really about exploring your inner landscape via the Akashic Record. And it's, you don't have to have Akashic Record background in order to be able to take this workshop. So it is for everyone. The next workshop you could take is the one with Elena Lieberman in Chicago, and that is coming up on the 20th and 21st of March. So mine is the 12th, the evening of the 12th, and all day on the 13th. And Elena's is based on her book, The Dynamic Principles of Manifestation as Brought Forward from the Akashic Records. And you can find that on her website. Dynamicmanifestation.com. If you're interested in coming to my workshop, the shorter version, it's not about her book. I don't want you to think that we're in competition. We're not. It's two separate workshops where you could learn even more deepening things. So it's if you can, you should come to both. But the idea is that if you're curious about mine, you need to call me privately at 216-691-1233. Okay, so back to what we were talking about, belief systems for prosperity. The belief systems we have as children, that were taught as children, that we incarnated into with our DNA. Our DNA holds all the belief systems of our ancestors. And so it's through a series and processes of not only forgiveness, but of releasing, to be able to not only identify and then release the beliefs that no longer serve us. And sometimes it's not even about identifying the beliefs, it's just being able to release them. What would be important if you really want to start working on your own personal journey into truly moving forward and manifesting is to really start has to do with observation. And so the observation has to do with your attitude toward money. So you need to look at your self-talk. This is just one of the things you can do. The self-talk has to do with, how many times do you say I can't afford it? How many times do you say I'm broke? how many times do you say, I don't have the money for it? How, and so what the suggestion that's coming forward is to really watch the languaging that you use in relationship to your dollars. Rather than saying, I'm broke, or I can't afford it, try using the phrase, I'm choosing to allocate my money differently. Notice the difference in that phrase between I can't afford it to I'm choosing to allocate my money differently. When you make a choice, it tells the universe that you are in control and you have, I have taken back your power. When you tell the universe you can't do something, they agree with you and they move forward. And it's not so much about being punished as it is about not allowing the negative thought process to enter your field. So it's really about moving very deeply into observing how you speak, how you think, and how you feel about money. If you are saying that you, if you're saying that you want dollars but constantly talk about lack, you're contradicting yourself, and that's why you keep moving into a vibrational loop. It's a loop of lack. And so it's really not about punishment for saying the wrong things. That I don't want that. That's not what the record keepers are saying. The masters, teachers, and loved ones are actually trying to help you understand the way you approach your phraseology about your finances. And it also, they're also asking that you start looking at the types of choices you make when it comes to your investments. And I'm not necessarily talking just about your investments like savings account or money markets or stock market. The investments that you're, that they're talking about here, what they're saying is, it's about looking at how you invest your time. How you invest when you go to the grocery store. How you invest when you go to a discount store. And what they're saying is how much do you actually honor yourself in the way you spend money? And it's really about looking at how you are honoring yourself in moving forward and choosing what you will invest your time, your energy, and your dollars in. For when you make a choice about what, if you're purchasing something, there are many times, and I have to tell you that I have done this more often than I like to even admit to. However, I realize that it's really important for me to look at and to really move into a place of control. But how many times have you gone to a discount store or like Walmart or other or dollar store and you have a list, but you end up going off the list and end up with way more than you ever expected to spend. And when you get home, you realize that you actually went unconscious and purchased things that you're not exactly sure why you needed it. But at the time, it seemed like you needed it and you wanted it and you were logically, you had a logical reason about why you wanted to purchase. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be a few dollars here and a few dollars there. But what the record, the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying is that it's important for you, and when I say you, I mean me also, for us to ask ourselves, how will this purchase honor my choices for prosperity and abundance. It's a very important concept. How will this purchase honor my choices for prosperity and abundance? So notice it is not about criticizing ourselves, and it's not about being guilty. It's about looking at what will honor us and looking at how we choose to allocate our funds, allocate our dollars in a way that will honor us. Because when we start making choices around honoring ourselves with our choices, we let the universe and our inner being and higher selves know that we are now putting everyone on notice, that we are moving into reclaiming our power and honoring ourselves. And awareness of what we do, how we do it, and our motivation or our intention is the first step for making appropriate choices that serve us and that honor us. So whether it's a loaf of bread that you may not need, or it's a larger purchase, or it's a luxury item, it's not about not spending money. It's as much as it is, when you spend the money, how does it honor you and honor your choices to be prosperous and abundant? So if you'd like to talk about that, I encourage your phone call. And you can dial in and talk live to me right now at 415-762-1161. And if you're having a challenge with that, or you're having a challenge with overspending, or if you're having a challenge with budgeting or whatever, give a call. Let's talk about what you need to know or what questions that can be asked of you. Because with the Akashic Record work, it's not because the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record tell you what to do. This work is all based on questions. And so the more specific the question, the better the answer. So when we work together, you come to the consultation with questions, the same way you would call me, for example, while I'm on the air here on BBS Radio. You would call and ask a question. So it's your questions that get us to the right area of your record. Now, when you are working with me personally, privately, it's very important that I have your current legal name. It's also important on the air if I have your current legal name, so you can also email me that name instead of saying it on the air, on the telephone. If you want to email me, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Same as just as the same name of the show, AKASHIC, Akashic Wisdom, WISDOM.com. You can email me, and you can, and I will be happy to give you insight as brought forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record. Now we have a email question that's come from Canada, and it's I want to say the name is Milena. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's either Milena or Melina. And I want to say it's Milena. And she lives in Canada. And she was born in Slovenia. And the question is, after my car accident, I'm very confused and would like to know what would be an ideal career choice for me, and what is blocking me from creating, attracting, accepting, and maintaining the abundance and prosperity of the universe. Well, we talked a lot about that when we first started the show, And so what's important for you to do, and again, it's important for you to decide, darling, what what is your heart's desire in the form of a career? Now, if you knew how to access your own Akashic records, and actually you could probably do this on your own even without that, what the recommendation is to ask the question of yourself, of your higher self, what would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? What would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? And then allow the feeling to come forward. And after you get a real good sense of what it would feel like to work in your right livelihood, and you write down what you're feeling, you certainly want to journal that. That becomes your barometer. And then what you ask is you ask your higher self or your Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones, again, if you've taken the classes, what would it look like to work in my right livelihood? Now, the reason why we want to say we want you to go after the feeling first is because you want to use that feeling of what it feels like to work in your right livelihood as a barometer. So let's say, for example, you had a job interview and you went to a place to work for this interview. And you looked at the people and you looked at the job and you looked at the employer. And all of a sudden, the feeling didn't match what you had worked on from your higher self. That would be a good indication that you possibly don't want to work there. On the other hand, if you walk into an interview or you come up with an idea and it feels in alignment with the feeling that you had when you asked your higher self or your masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha, if you're in alignment and it feels similar and the same, then you know you're on the right track. So you want to get the feeling first before you start doing the visualization, because many times it won't look the same way. Because when you can ask what it would look like, but the picture will be possibly more vague, and the feeling will be more accurate. You're not asking about futures now. You're asking about how to align your energy with the career choice or the right livelihood that's appropriate for you now. It may not be appropriate for you next year or 2 years from now or 5 years from now, but right now, in the moment, you're asking, what would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? It's about aligning your feelings so then you can move forward in manifestation. I hope you understand what I just said. So if you have any questions about what I just said, feel free to call or email for more details. I mean, I'm happy to talk to whoever wants to call me about that. And then the next question that we have and is, what is blocking me from, and again, if I have said that you are a woman and you're really a man, I apologize. So, because I don't have gender here for you. So, and I don't see gender in the Akashic Records many times. So, but again, the question is, what is blocking me from creating, attracting, accepting, and maintaining the abundance and prosperity of the universe? What's important to note here is that, that what I'm receiving here from the master's teachers and loved one is that you, there's a very strong defeatist feeling. It's almost like you feel totally lost. And the word that's coming forward is helpless. And so by feeling helpless, you, and again, please understand, this is not a criticism. It's just, it's bringing you to an awareness. And what you want to do is observe this. If, in fact, you are feeling helpless, and the best thing to do is to find something that you feel in control of. Find something that you feel powerful with that will help you regain your power or reclaim your power. Because what's going on here is there seems to be a lack of confidence about moving forward. And you have a very sensitive nature. Your sensitivity is very strong, and you really lean toward the healing arts. Yet you feel, what I'm hearing is that you're feeling very defeated because there's something going on that you can't seem to shift within yourself. It's almost like, if I can't heal myself, how can I heal others? And what's important for you to understand is the more you perpetuate that statement or that attitude, the more you're going to bring that to you. So what you want to do is to move deep into gratitude for what is right with you rather than acknowledging or focusing on what's wrong. So right now, what's going to be important for you is to move deep into gratitude for what you have and what is okay. So for example, is you came out of the car accident and you're alive, and you have your whole life ahead of you. I mean, you're a young person. You're not at the end of your life. You're at, in the beginning of your life. You're really there. You're in your 30s, and you're having a challenge here, and the challenge needs to be looked at as a way of a learning. And so, what you want to do is really move into how this challenge is helping you learn. Where is the gratitude, and how can you expand your gratitude? And then it's really about looking, and as we said earlier, and observing what your attitude is around dollars and money and being wealthy. You know, many people, and I'm sure that there's many of you that have heard this before, you know, you want to be wealthy, yet all your life you were taught that wealthy people are not good, or that somebody is filthy rich. So you have conflicting belief systems that need to become aware of, so you can neutralize them and move forward. And that's one of the things we do in the workshop, is we help you neutralize those belief systems. And I realize if you're in Canada, it might be a little hard to get to Ohio. However, for those people who are able to come to Ohio or come to Chicago, that would be an important piece. So again, please give a call at 415-762-1161 if you'd like to discuss this. Or if you have any other questions that you would like answered from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record. Now, I want to talk to you, I hope that helped you, Milena, with the information. And if you have more questions, email more, and I will respond to you. Okay. Now, what I'm being told to talk about now is health. It's very important that you begin to look at how you are thinking and talking about your health and your body. It's very important that you move forward and align and observe how you speak about yourself and how you speak about your body and how you speak about what you truly want. It's very important that you begin to become aware of how much gratitude you have for your physical body on a regular basis. And so one of the ways of, and one of the important ways of healing is to start becoming and start moving into gratefulness for literally every cell of living tissue in your body. And so when you go to sleep at night, it's about becoming grateful and saying thank you to the various parts of your body. You can start at your feet and your toes, go to your ankles and your calves and your knees and your thighs, your hips, and all of your bones, and all of your muscles. And then you want to really say thank you, and really move into gratefulness about what your body and does to support you. We need, as a species, to become and to move so deeply into gratitude for who we are. We as a species need to become and move into deep gratitude of our bodies. And again, they're saying even to the point of every atom, every nucleus, every organ, you know, kidneys, liver, lungs, intestines, bowels, everything that's there, heart, ears. I mean, all of your organs need to be loved and thanked. And you need to really lay hands on the parts you can feel and move into a deep sense of gratitude for this wonderful physicality that you have. This wonderful physical vehicle that you have incarnated into. This is a vehicle that needs to be acknowledged. And that's also a part of you reclaiming your power and becoming very clear about how much you love your body. And it has nothing to do with the size. I don't care if you're 500 pounds. I don't care if you have an eating disorder. The reality is it's time to move into gratitude for that physical being that takes you, that encases your being, that holds your heart, and that lives and breathes. Absolutely essential that you say thank you. And then don't forget to say thank you to God. And if you don't like the word God, you can use spirit, you can use universe, you can use divine, you can use George, I don't care. But the power that is greater than you needs to be acknowledged as your partner. Because you are one with that power. And when I say greater than you, what they're saying is it's not It's about it being the energy field that you're a part of. We are not lowly little beings here. We have the ability to extend our energy out. And we are partners with the divine because we are the divine. We are the eyes and ears and nose and the physicality of the divine. And we have this wonderful opportunity to be physical or non-physical, and that's our choice. We can choose to come back and be physical again, or we can stay in spirit. It's whatever we choose to do. We do have that free will choice. And so I'm asking from the Akashic Record, masters, teachers, and loved ones, that you move into gratitude, that you consider moving deep into gratitude for all that you are, all that you are not, and all that you are yet to be, and all that you have, all that you don't have, and all that you will have. Because the manifestation of what you truly want is there. It has everything to do with claiming your power. And again, the phone number here is 415-762-1161. So if you'd like some more detailed information of what we've been talking about, I encourage you to give us a call. The next thing we're going to talk about is angels. Angels are what the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to talk about. And the angels that are around you are messengers of your own higher self, your own inner being, and the universe that you are a part of. We are a part of the grid work. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like you to know that each one of you is it's very interesting the way you're saying this, is carrying or is being carried, is being held by at least 2 to 3 angels at all times. And these wonderful messengers will whisper in your ear when you allow them, reminding you of the great love that's being held for you in the unseen. For it's very important that you understand that you're never alone, that you are always held in light and love. And these wonderful beings of light that the masters, teachers, and loved ones are calling angels are always with you. They will not interfere with your free will choice. However, they are always there whenever you ask to be shown the feeling of divine love. They are there for you. And one of the ways you can do that is by placing, like moving into the energy of your heart, closing your eyes, imagining a beautiful bright light in the center of your chest, placing your hands over your heart, and asking your angels to show you what, to give you the experience to show you what it feels like to be the energy of divine love. You may want to do that right now. So take a nice deep breath. Imagine a beautiful bright light in the center of your chest. Expand it out. And sense the angels around you. And ask to be shown what it feels like to be held in divine love. And allow that to just fill your whole entire body. Now move into gratitude and say thank you. Thank you, dear angels. Thank you, higher self. Thank you, inner being. Okay, so now we're almost done with the show. So if there's anyone who wants to make that phone call, and call in and ask a question, now's the time to do it. Now is the time to call 415-762-1161. Or you can email at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. So what I want to talk about, just if you're not, since no one's calling, is we want to talk about embracing change. We want to talk about how you can embrace change in your life and embrace change within the world. So it's really about moving into your center and feeling the feeling of the constant love and embracing the change that will bring about new situations and new opportunities in your life. And it's really about looking at change as a way of celebrating differences. So each day, you want to celebrate something that's changing or that you're choosing to change about yourself. And you can choose to change little things about yourself that help you step into who you want to be. Remember, we were talking about just some action. So if there's a way that you want to be different, you need to make the choice of what action steps can I take to move into that being that. And so take a step forward, embrace the change you want to be, and take small steps, and then feel very proud of yourself for taking those small steps to affect change in your life. So we've talked about a lot of things tonight. We've talked about how to move into receiving information about your right livelihood. We've talked about how to move forward and assess or observe your beliefs around money and wealth, and how to rephrase your thought, the way you talk about money. So, for example, remember we talked about allocating, I choose to allocate my funds or my money differently, and to ask yourself the question, whatever you're making a purchase of, will this honor me and my choices to be a prosperous and abundant? And we talked about health and being and going deep into gratitude for our bodies and all the wonderful work that our bodies do for us. And then we talked about angels and how our angels around us can actually show us how it feels to walk and be and rest in divine love. And now we're talking about change. And we're talking about all of these things that we talked about tonight. It's all about embracing change within yourself and allowing yourself to move forward, to take that action, a small action, every day that gets you closer to who you truly want to be. And when you take action toward who you truly want to be, the universe will come in and support you in ways that you can't even imagine. So I want you to think about yourself and your possibilities and as unlimited. Allow the universe to bring to you and align with you infinite possibilities of what's possible. You can make money and have money come to you in infinite ways. You can find the right livelihood when you least expect it. You can find the love of your life when you least expect it. But every day, do one little thing that helps you feel good about you, that helps you move forward in being more of who you truly want to be. And so now I'm going to sign off because I feel complete. Unless there's a question out there, this would be the time to call. So I'm going to end the program, and I want to, because I want you to know how wonderful you are, I want you to go to sleep and have wonderful, sweet dreams tonight. Know that you are infinitely powerful in creating the world you want to be in. No, it won't happen overnight. Making choices is cumulative in being able to reclaim our power. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light that are listening. We thank you for all your wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on BBS Radio on March 7th, 2010, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you can call me privately at 216- 691-1233. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.